Welcome to the Betting Pros PGA Podcast. I'm Pat Fitzmaurice. That's Bo McBrayer. Scottie Scheffler wins again. He squeezed the life out of the field at last week's RBC Heritage. In the last 2 weeks, he has won a green jacket and a tartan jacket. Scottie's going to need a bigger closet. So the PGA Tour is taking a Scottie Scheffler break this week with a little fun and frivolity. This week's tournament is the Zurich Classic of New Orleans. It's a two-man team event. We're going to preview the Zurich Classic from a betting perspective, and we'll do a quick recap of the RBC Heritage and the other PGA Tour event on the calendar last week, the Corrales Punta Cana Championship. The Betting Pros PGA Podcast is sponsored by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog is the place to go for best ball fantasy football contests, but you might not have known that Underdog has golf contests too. Sign up for Underdog if you haven't already with the promo code BPGolf to get your first deposit matched up to $100. Plus, there's a special pick available for you in the lobby. More on Underdog and its fantasy golf contest a little bit later. We were not exactly on Scottie Scheffler last week, Bo, but it wasn't really that we were fading Scottie, which would be pretty foolish at this point. It was more about his availability and the his wife being pregnant with their first child. And a week and a half earlier at Augusta, Scottie had told the media, even when he was leading, that if his wife went into labor, he was out of there, withdrawing from the tournament, wanted to be there for the birth of his first child. So, but we didn't think Scottie was going to tee it up last week. Scottie indeed teed it up last week, and he won pretty easily, finishing at minus 19, three shots better than Sahith Theegala. I didn't bet Scottie before the tournament, but Bo, I did put down a little something on Scottie after Friday's round. He was plus 600. When there was a four-way tie for the lead and Scottie was three shots back. I thought plus 600 was great value, and I think maybe the pregnancy thing factored into that line too halfway through the tournament. So then Scottie goes out, shoots a 63 on Saturday to grab the lead and was never seriously challenged on Sunday. He actually had to finish out his victory Monday morning due to a weather delay. But at that point, his victory was completely assured. Good weeks for Theegala, Wyndham Clark, Patrick Cantlay, Justin Thomas, JT Poston. But once again, it was the Scottie Scheffler show. And at the Corrales Punta Cana Championship, Billy Horschel won by two shots over Wesley Bryan. Horschel finished at minus 21 and shot a final round 63 to seize the victory. A very impressive performance that was largely ignored because of the long shadow that Scottie Scheffler is casting these days. Mm-hmm. Bo, feel free to offer any thoughts you might have about last week's tournament, but I do really want to ask you one thing.
Go for it.
At this point, how close is Scottie Scheffler to Tiger Woods when he was at the height of his powers in like 1999, 2000? Those 2 years, he won 17 tournaments and four majors. Scottie's won three of the last four. He's played nine tournaments in 20. He has. Scottie's played nine tournaments this year. He's won three of the nine. He's finished top five in six, top 10 in eight of nine. His worst finish this year was a 17th mm-hmm. in the Amex.
It's in a short window, little time frame that we have here, it is greatness. It reminds me of Tiger. But what Tiger did differently was he sustained it over many years, not just that little snapshot of 99, 2000, 01. He kept it going through 04, 05, 06, 09. He won the Masters in 2019. Scottie Scheffler still has yet to win a single tournament after the month of April. And this was the first tournament he had ever won after the Masters in any season. So let's pump the brakes a little bit. It is impressive. We have to give Scottie all the flowers for what he is doing. But I think we need a lot longer of a time frame to start throwing around the Tiger Woods comparisons. Yes, in this moment, it feels that way. He definitely has the skill level going right now that is Tiger-esque. But in order to match any kind of historic Tiger Woods record or mentality, like how we're comparing them right now, I think we need a lot more at PGA Championships, at Open Championships, at every other major except for Augusta National would be nice. This is it's historic, but I'm more impressed with Nelly Korda. She's won 5 tournaments in a row, including a major. And it's great that Scottie's doing what he is. But at the same time, Tiger did this with much better competition. Like, we're talking about multiple Hall of Famers in the same generation that pushed him every single step along the way. This is more like Vijay Singh's season back, I think, is, can't remember, 2003 or 4, where he won 9 tournaments. And it was just, he was running roughshod through the PGA Tour. I think this is more of that kind of snapshot. But yeah, the whole thing, if he keeps it up, it remains to be seen, but I would be pretty impressed by that. This is a nice respite week for all of us who can't see ourselves betting on anyone at 3 to 4 to 1. But I was smart this week, and I bet Scottie when he made the double bogey on the 4th hole on Thursday, his odds slipped to +1100. That's when I pounced.
Oh, nice.
And the rest is history. That was the best line I was going to get. He made that double bogey. He fell from -1 to +1 very early on Thursday. And I think he was something like 7 or 8 shots back at that very moment. And I was just like, bang, hit the button. And that was a good move. I didn't do any other betting live except for that one. I was just waiting for that one opportunity, that one bad hole that freaked everybody out. And Scottie Scheffler, I even saw on Twitter that people were like, "Wow, Scottie's really got it in his head that Meredith could give birth." And I was like, no, Scottie is not thinking about anything other than golf right now. He's probably kicking himself for making a bad shot and causing himself to make a double. He made a par on a par 5 after dunking his second shot layup in the water, still made par because he's just otherworldly on approach. This is historic approach metrics, and just being able to scramble and make good scores out of bad shots that's the Tiger-esque part of it, is that even if he has one bad hole, he is never, ever, ever out of it.
Very fair assessments. Presumably, he's going to take a little time off, welcome his new child into the world, and then we'll see him again at the PGA Championship in May. Looking forward to see if he can build on what he has done so far. A phenomenal start to the season for Scottie. Our friends at Underdog Fantasy are letting you make picks on your favorite golfers all season long. Just pick higher or lower on selected stats for 2 to 5 golfers, and you can win up to 20 times your money in a single day. You can also make rivals picks, choosing, for example, which of 2 golfers will shoot a better score in a round. Golf picks can be combined with player stats from other sports too. Go sign up at Underdog Fantasy with the promo code BPGolf to get your first deposit matched up to $100. Plus, there's a special pick for you in the lobby. As noted earlier, the Zurich Classic of New Orleans is a 2-man team event. There are 80 teams. The first and third rounds are best ball, with each 2-man team taking their best individual score in each hole. The second and fourth rounds are alternate shots. The Zurich Classic will be played at TPC Louisiana, another Pete Dye course. It's a par 72 measuring 7,425 yards. The fairways are pretty wide. The rough isn't very penal, so it's pretty much bombs away off the tee for these guys. Water comes into play on 7 holes. There are more than 100 bunkers. It's a Pete Dye course, after all. It's target golf. The greens are Bermuda and a little bit on the small side. The weather should be dry this week, but it could be windy. The forecast calls for winds in the 10 to 25 mile an hour range throughout the tournaments. The defending champs are Davis Riley and Nick Hardy, who won with a score of -30 last year. Other recent winners include the high wattage team of Xander Schauffele and Patrick Cantlay in 2022, and the Australian duo of Cam Smith and Mark Leishman in 2021. Any additional thoughts on the course, the tournament formats, anything else about the Zurich Classic of New Orleans, Bo?
Make birdies or die trying. That this course is not necessarily bomb and gouge. It's a little bit above tour average distance, but you have to make birdies as teams, and especially on the best ball rounds 1 and 3. That's where you if you don't shoot 63 or 64 on Thursday and Saturday, you're going to be so far behind. Only the top 33 teams and ties make the cut here, so 66 roughly. That's going to be it's going to be a pretty good score to match the cut line, let alone hang around to try to win this thing. So lots and lots of birdies on Thursday and Saturday, and birdies and avoiding the pitfalls of killing your partner with alternate shot. Like if you're off the tee wayward, your other guy has to play the next shot from wherever you hit it. And conversely, like you make a crappy lag putt and you're leaving your partner a really knee buckling par putt, that's going to be very important. So team camaraderie and complementing styles. The reason why Davis Riley and Nick Hardy won last year is because their styles complemented each other perfectly. They got hot together in an alternate shot when everybody else was kind of just fumbling over themselves. They were making birdies because, we have Davis Hardy, really good ball striker, and then his partner, not known for ball striking, but made every putt. He just could not miss. And that was a great complimentary piece on Sunday when they were coming down the stretch. An alternate shot is they were just in a groove, and that's what it takes. You have to get into a groove, stay in the groove, make lots and lots of birdies. Minus 30 isn't even the best score that this tournament's ever seen. So expect lots of good scoring conditions down in the bayou. I actually do like watching this tournament, but it is a bear to bet because honestly, it's a crapshoot.
It really is. We will get to the odds in just a minute. But first, if you want a chance to win a free one-year premium Betting Pros subscription, you need to subscribe to the Betting Pros YouTube channel right now. Comment below on this video and that's it. We'll be announcing a winner right here on the channel. So make sure to turn on those notifications. You'll be alerted when new episodes are up and so you can claim your prize. Now, let's get to the odds, Bo. Xander Schauffele and Patrick Cantlay are the favorites at very short odds, plus 500. Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry are plus 800. Then it's Will Zalatoris and Sahith Theegala, plus 1,100. Colin Morikawa and Kurt Kitayama are plus 1,600. Tom Hoagie and Maverick McNealy are plus 2,500. Matt Fitzpatrick and brother Alex Fitzpatrick, also plus 2,500. Taylor Pendrith and Corey Connors are plus 3,500. And the Højgaards, Rasmus and Nikolai, also 3,500. Do you like any of the favorites, Paul?
I do, and it's interesting because last year long shots won this thing. But every time you see Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele here, you expect them to win. They're a dynamic Ryder Cup duo. They are an outstanding, individually they're outstanding. They have good camaraderie. They're good friends, both from Southern California. They go way back. They have the same dry, unassuming personalities. They should win this tournament at plus 450 or plus 500, depending on the book. It's still too short because even though I expect them to win this tournament, I don't think they will. I think this field is strong enough to keep them honest and accountable, and alternate shot has not been their best format here. Where they score like crazy in best ball, they've faltered in years past in the alternate shot format because their styles don't necessarily complement one another. I'm actually going to start my card at plus 1,000 with Will Zalatoris and Sahith Theegala. Very nice complementing styles. Both guys are playing great golf right now. Will Zalatoris, an outstanding tee to green guy, and Theegala, his short game is unbelievably good. So if you get these guys into a birdie fest in the best ball, they can both score with anybody. And I think that in the alternate shot, they're going to hold their own because Theegala is not going to let Zalatoris' putting get in the way. And Will Zalatoris off the tee is so good that Theegala can be wayward in best ball and they can still make lots and lots of birdies, especially on a course like this where there's not going to be anything in their way. It's just going to be kind of up here and executing the shots. So I'm going to start my card there, and I'm going to also get the NorCal duo. Morikawa is from SoCal, but he played golf at Cal, so I'll go with Colin Morikawa, Kurt Kitayama for the NorCal flavor. They're both outstanding ball strikers. I think that if they can make enough hay in best ball, they can hold it together in alternate shot well enough to win here at plus 1600. That's really long for a good duo like that, where they're both really hot in the world golf rankings. Morikawa looked outstanding last week. Kitayama's looked solid all year. This is a really good couple of pairs here for me at plus 1,000 and plus 1,600.
Yeah, I'm really intrigued by that Zalatoris-Thigala combination. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it does seem like they have complementary styles. Thigala mm-hmm. coming off a second-place finish, played really well at Harbortown last week. And Zalatoris finished fourth here in 2022 when he was paired with Davis Riley. I'm kind of intrigued by Tom Hoagie and Maverick McNealy. They've both been having pretty solid seasons. Mm-hmm. I just wish the price were a little better than plus 2,500.
Right. Yeah.
Like at plus 3,000... Plus 3,500, I'm all over it. Plus 2,500 seems a little bit.
If they could ensure that Maverick was attempting all the putts, then I would say yeah, because Hoagie cannot putt, and Mav's ball striking is atrocious, and Hoagie's an outstanding iron player. So if yeah, you could guarantee that all the tee shots would be, or all the approach shots would be Hoagie, and all the putts would be Mav, then yeah, that's a great duo. But that's not how it works. It's kind of a nice little sucker line because people love Tom Hoagie. He played really well last week. He's a Bermuda specialist. It just doesn't make sense at that number. In DFS play, I'm probably interested in having their birdie-making ability, but as far as betting goes, it's just too short for me.
Let's go over some of the mid-range options. We have four teams at plus 4,000, Nick Taylor and Adam Hadwin, Keith Mitchell and Joel Damon, Taylor Montgomery and Ben Griffin, and Sepp Straka and Bryce Garnett. We also have four teams at plus 4,500, Doug Gim and Chad Kim, Davis Thompson and Andrew Novak, Daniel Berger and Victor Perez, and Thomas Dietrich and Robert McIntyre. And at plus 5,000, we have Billy Horschel and Tyson Alexander, Bo Hostler and Sam Ryder, Andrew Putnam and Joe Highsmith, Aaron Rye and David Lipsky, and Kevin Yu and CT Pan. Do any of the teams from this group appeal to you, Bo?
A lot of them do, but the one that stands out for me in my modeling, for what it's worth, the models this week don't really hold a lot of weight. But what popped up to the top for me was Doug Gim and Chan Kim. They're both outstanding birdie makers. Like, these guys annihilate par fours and par fives. Both have great ball striking. Doug Gim is one of the best birdie makers on tour. Chan Kim lately has been another one that makes so many birdies. And where this course is not going to be overly penal, you're not going to look at bogey avoidance as much this week as you would in other weeks. I think that these guys can really come out of the woodworks and score a lot of birdies and put themselves in position to make this a thing. Just like Riley did last year with Hardy, it was just making so many birdies that the rest of the field couldn't catch up. And when they couldn't catch up, they tried harder, and then they kept flubbing on the alternate shot on Sunday. This team has a lot of firepower, and they interest me a lot at 45 to 1.
So Adam Hadwin and Nick Taylor finished second here a year ago. You have to make putts to mm-hmm. win this event, obviously. Hadwin, one of the best putters in the world. Nick Taylor, statistically, over the last season and a half, has been a very good putter. Mm-hmm. So they kind of appeal to me. Billy Horschel, coming off that triumphant performance at the Corrales Punta Cana. The final round 63, he's won here twice before. Actually, in 2013, when this was a regular single player tournament, Billy Horschel got his first PGA Tour win at this event. And in 2018, he partnered with Scott Piercy and won here in this format. Tyson Alexander, not a real strong partner, but Alexander does have a couple of top 20s this year, so he's not terrible. Duo intrigues me. And Aaron Rye, David Lipsky, on paper, not very potent. They've finished fourth here the last 2 years. So something about that tag team just seems to work. Yeah. Excuse me, fourth and 13th the last 2 years. Still, not two fourths. Still pretty good. But what about long shots? Is there anyone you're looking at?
Yeah, the long shots are always interesting here because you have a field that's so diverse with guys who are in different states of trying to keep their card or advance their money list or their FedEx Cup standings. I'm looking at the Cootie brothers. They're way too long at 150 to 1, Pearson and Parker Cootie. Pearson's been on fire. Parker's been decent himself. These guys have a lot of talent. So I'm looking at them. And the rest of the long shots, you have like one guy that I like and one guy I don't. So it's really tough. But shoot, I'm going to go down the list one more time here. I'll let you spout one. I'll get a deep shot for the folks out there. Go ahead, though.
Oh, I mean, the only one, and not even these guys aren't really long shots. They're 65-1. Taylor Moore and Matthew Neesmith. They've finished fourth or tied for fourth in each of the last two Zurich Classics. Moore's actually been hot with three straight top 20s, including a tie for second at the Houston Open. So I'm kind of intrigued by that combination just because they seem to have a knack for this event and they've got one guy who's pretty hot.
All right, you ready for the deep shot?
Hit me.
Charlie Hoffman and Nick Watney at 300-1.
Oh, you had me with Charlie Hoffman, Nick Watney. Has that guy broken par in a tour event in the last several years, Bo?
Nobody's from NorCal, so I'm gonna let him pass.
I thought he was a SoCal. Is he a NorCal guy? He was a SoCal.
He's from
guy.
7 miles from me.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he played. All right, Bo, he played at the little Muni down the road, the same one I play at.
Nice. Now, who's on your betting card as of now?
So official betting card is you have at 10-1, Will Zalatoris and Sahith Theegala. At 16-1, Colin Morikawa and Kurt Kitayama. And then at 45-1, Doug Gim and Chan Kim. And I'm going to take some deep shots at the Cootie brothers and maybe a couple bucks on Hoffman and Watney.
I'm limiting myself to just two bets this week, Bo, because I think I have about a quarter of my net worth tied up in NFL draft player props this week.
Oh,
so I've got to cut corners with the golf betting. I'm going to bet Nick Taylor and Adam Hadwin at plus 4,000. Mm-hmm. And I'm betting Taylor Moore, Matthew Neesmith at plus 6,500.
Yeah.
Now, before we get to our one and done picks, if you are playing in a one and done golf pool or if you're playing in any sort of tiers based majors pool this year, our friends at Pool Genius have a new product that gives you a decisive edge. Using objective data like betting odds, course performance, and national pick trends, the tool highlights the top value picks that give you an edge, and it can all be customized specifically for your pool. If you're doing a one-and-done pool or majors pool, let Pool Genius be your secret weapon. And by the way, Pool Genius isn't just for golf pools. You can use it for March Madness pools, NFL Survivor pools, and more. For 10% off on the majors tool and for up to 55% off on yearly packages that include all golf, football, and March Madness tools, visit poolgenius.com/fantasypros. Again, that's poolgenius.com/fantasypros. Let's get to the one and done picks, Bo. Yes, we're going to make one and done picks for the Zurich Classic, even though it's a team event, which means we won't be able to use either of the two players we pick after this tournament. And last week at the RBC Heritage, I had Patrick Cantlay, who finished tied for third since it was an elevated event. That finish was good for $1,180,000. Bo took Tommy Fleetwood, who finished a disappointing 49th, good for $49,867. I'd call myself Captain Comeback, Bo, but I really can't because even though I made up more than $1 million on you in 1 week, I'm still down more than $2 million. You're up. You're at about $4.8 million on the year. I'm at about $2.8 million.
That was your first seven-figure payout of the season, by the way. Congratulations.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much. You are up first. Who are you taking?
So I had a little bit of difficulty here because I wanted Cantlay and Schauffele. I've used both of them this season, and then I wanted to use Rory and Lowry, but I've used Lowry this season. So I'm going to go, and I'm going to play Theegala and Zalatoris this week.
Oh, nice. Burning a couple of big guns on a team event.
Yeah, pretty
a little
decent,
risky, but
pretty decent guns, but in a field where they can exploit. I think this is a good pick for me because I don't see myself playing Zalatoris or Theegala at any obvious event in the future. So I think I'm fine with it.
Very fair. I am going to go with the Flatstick brothers, Adam Hadwin, and Davis Riley.
Oh, the loonies out there are going to love you for the Hadwin pick.
That's right, man. And that's going to do it for this week's show. I want to thank our sponsor, Underdog Fantasy. Sign up for Underdog with the promo code BPGOLF to get your first deposit matched up to $100 plus a special pick available for you in the lobby. And please come join Bo and I again next week when we'll be previewing the CJ Cup, Byron Nelson. Until then, so long, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Betting Pros Podcast. If you love the show, the best free way to support us is by leaving a positive review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Follow us on X and TikTok at Betting Pros and Instagram at Betting Pros NFL. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/bettingpros.